All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Serious Angler Podcast, powered by our friends over at X2 Power Batteries. We're back with the captain, Mr. Andy Full. And as always, I'm your host, Bailey Egbert. And folks, it's the last Serious Angler Podcast for 2023.
What a year.
It's been a wild one, man. I know everyone's doing their end of year recaps, things like that. It's that time of year where that content's coming out, and it's cool to see and reflect on obviously our point of views from our show, but also see from other people's angles and see where different platforms and people have grown. And it's a great time to do. I know there's the whole cliche, you know, New Year's resolutions and stuff, and I know some of it gets made fun of, but I do think it's a good thing in regard to doing some serious self-reflection and seeing what you did well, what you didn't do well, things you can improve on, things like that. It's that time of year for it's just funny. It's literally just a calendar date. You know, it's just a number changing, but it's funny how people look at it as like this crossroad for some life-changing thing where it's either some people stick to it or maybe some people it lasts 4 days.
4 days, 3 weeks, 90 days. You know, it takes like, I think it was the old saying, it takes 28 days to make a habit, but it takes 2 days to break it. Like, it's kind of crazy if you really think about it. So, like,
it is. It's one of those things where it's like, I look at it as each year when I was a gym rat, I was like, damn. It's going to be January. That means the gym's going to be packed for the first couple weeks. It's going to be impossible. There's going to be some newbies. But, I mean, I understood it was a good thing. Like, it was just going to be – you got to know for, like, the month of January the gym's going to be packed. And then come February or after Valentine's Day, it'll definitely quiet down.
Shoot, not even, like – like, you can see it, like, every day if you go, like, back when I was a gym rat and I used to go all the time, too. Like, every day after like the 5th of January, the gym would get slightly less busy every single day. And by the time you hit Valentine's Day, it's like normal.
Yeah. It's like, man, this is hard. Yeah. It's just, it's one of those things. It's just, yeah. I mean, the gym's just the easiest one to look at. I mean, it's from, you know, eating better. It's like all that stuff. But we're going to put it in the fishing perspective. Where we're at from a podcast standpoint, from where we're both at personally, things like that. But we're also going to recap the year. We had a pretty eventful year from the Serious Angler Podcast. I think it was on, was it Spotify that said we were at over 500,000 downloads or something like that from this year alone. It's pretty incredible looking at the numbers, and like numbers become what's the word I'm looking for? Desensitized to when you see numbers, you're like, oh man, 1,000, man, that kind of sucks. But then you look at it and it's like, you know, when we have 4,000 people listening to a show, it's kind of wild when you think about it. Like if you were on a stage and there's 3,000 people listening to you talk, it's pretty damn cool.
Yeah,
you know, it's kind of actually like, wait a second. That's a lot of people. Like, it's like if that was in person, be like, I would be stuttering and nervous and sweating wreck. It's
the entire Arizona Sun Devils hockey stadium where the Phoenix Coyotes play.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we're doing a live podcast in front of there. It's pretty cool though, and it's again like we talk about, you know, numbers are cool, growth is awesome. Obviously it's what we're here to do, to spread, you know, the sport of bass fishing and help people learn more about it and do it in a entertaining and fun way. Obviously we're here to do it because we simply enjoy it from our end. It's another year in the books. It was, you know, we celebrated 4 years with Serious Angler this year, the first full year of the Lure Lab. We added Kayak Fishing Weekly to the Serious Angler Podcast Network. The network has grown to 4 shows now. It's pretty incredible to see where it's come to. And if again, like I know we plug it sometimes, but if you guys want to see all the shows that are on the network, you can go down to the show descriptions and there's links to all that if you want to check them out. We added a new team member, Justin Largin, to the Serious Angler crew. And we're going headstrong into 2024. Just dropped a new episode yesterday. talking about the new Hobie BOS changes, and as well as some winter kayak fishing safety and fishing tips. So it's cool to see the different things we're doing. You know, we got Kickstarter with apparel. Thank you to everybody that went and bought apparel. It did not take off the way we wanted it to. This is like one of those things, like we're transparent with everybody, where it's a trial and error. We're going to try different things. We're going to do what you guys want us to do. Cause again, it's just, granted, it's us talking to a microphone, but it is a customer based product, I guess you want to say, but, we're trying to offer different things that are of advantage to you guys. And of course apparel is like a support thing, but we're trying to get into the more making some cool designs from a fishing standpoint, not just a Serious Angler logo on a shirt, because I mean, obviously it's great if you guys rep that. I saw a bunch of Serious Angler hats being worn around social media and the classic things like that. And that was super cool. But I want to do like the brownfin tuna shirt. Like that's thing that we love to do. And we want to get it on better apparel, you know, like get it on some Blackfish hoodies or, you know, sun hoodies, things like that. So we have some lofty things for 2024 that we're going to get into, but Andy, I think more just kind of reminiscing on 2023. Like it was, we went to Red Crest.
Yeah.
First time as a show, did some live shows from Red Crest. Super dang fun. You know, shout out again to MLF for putting us up in the hotel. We're trying to decide if we're going to go back to Red Crest this year, if our schedules align. We will be at the Classic. We did a Classic show there as well in the Hobie Eyewear booth. That was a heck of a lot of fun. Looking forward to another year with Hobie Eyewear next year in 2024. And so it was, there were some pretty cool things, man. Like we did some in-person shows with the X2 crew. There were some cool things we got to do that we want to do more of going into next year. And yeah, especially, I think
we need to do more in-person shows for sure. Maybe like on the boat, like stuff that we've talked about that we really need to put to like fruition and get done.
That's one thing I really want to do, because I feel like those in-person stuff, one, just creates better content, but it creates a better conversation, because it's, you're in the environment with them, not just talking through a screen. And I feel like you guys as listeners and viewers enjoy that much more.
Yeah. You should just buy the house across the street. We could walk across the
street, you know? Andy's trying to convince me to buy the house across the street. You guys let us know. Is that a good idea or is that a bad idea? Are we going to drive each other crazy?
Yeah, we probably would be like, hey, what are you doing? No, what are you doing?
It'll be like that. It'll be that scene where we're out having coffee in the morning in our robes, and it's just like, what's your name?
But I was thinking more of like King of the Hill. Like, just saying.
Excuse my French, but yeah. What's your name?
Man.
Yeah, regardless, I mean, definitely want to do more in-person shows. You know, we have some plans to go to some of our sponsors HQ this year to do shows, some pretty cool stuff coming down the pipe. But I guess for me, you know, one of the bigger things that we did this past year is we're diversifying our content and trying to provide you guys with some different things that maybe some other outlets aren't doing, because as you see now, there's a new podcast popping up every other day, it seems. Which I think is great, because, you know, more people posting fishing content is good. It's just you don't see a lot of them being sustained or lasting. And so what we're trying to do is provide you with something that you're not getting everywhere else. And so with that, obviously we have our ideas, but going to 2024, another reason we like your guys' help on this and, you know, getting the comments, getting the DMs, the emails. If you see something you want to talked about or discussed, or even an angler or whatever it may be, let us know. Like, we never genuinely take that feedback into account. So it's especially, and that goes for all the shows, not just Serious Angler. Like, Andy is by all means going to be reading those Lure Lab DMs of certain baits you want to hear and things like that. But you guys are truly a part of this show.
I say, if we do a really good job at like engaging with people who reach out to us too, like we might not respond within like the second of you sending us a message, but when we see it, we always respond. Like if you're sharing like a fish catch with wearing the Serious Angler hat, we try to put it up on our story so everyone can see it, right? Like, we love the engagement and we love sharing everyone else's story and also what you want to see and hear. And I think that's one of the best parts about our platform is the fact that we are so engaging with all of our fans and everyone who tunes in. And we just want to learn as much as everyone else because we're always learning. So there's no end game to fishing because it's going to forever advance, just like forward-facing sonar. In the next 2 years, there's probably going to be something out that's even better. And everyone will be like, oh, what's forward-facing sonar? That stuff is garbage now. So, like, yeah. It's always expanding and growing. The next best thing.
Well, it's funny. I mean, that whole thing, it's like people had a problem with mapping and side imaging. And to your point, who knows, a year from now, 2025, we're sitting here thinking about something entirely new that could be out. There was some pretty wild stuff this year from the fishing standpoint, professional fishing. Some pretty remarkable introductions. I mean, one thing too, just to, you know, being timely and for you guys out there, obviously you might have seen some buzz around the new Sixth Sense Hangover, that new swim bait that's got treble on the top, just dropped on Omnia Fishing. You guys can go get that. Use code SERIOUS10 for 10% off, or SERIOUS15 if it's your first time ordering with us. And to say, get your hands on a new swim bait that can you, from a different approach standpoint, I'm looking at that as like, they have the fast sink models fishing that deeper. How Ben Milken does, you see on his YouTube channel. Pretty incredible stuff. Really intrigued to try that thing. A lot of different stuff was dropped this year. You know, there was different methods and ways to use technology. There was
dice cubes with striggly arms coming out of them.
Or what?
I said dice. The dice cube with all the arms. Yeah, that Dice K was throwing. It was Dice K, right? Or was it
Koya? Yeah, it was.
Or both. And crabs, dice cubes and crabs.
Oh, dude, there was some pretty unique stuff thrown out there, but 2023, great year. 2024, looking forward to an even better year. And with that, there's some things we're going to be changing here from the Serious Angler Podcast. First and foremost is we're not going to have two episodes a week. We're going down to one show. We're going on to one show a week. It's going to be live, as always, on Tuesday night. So that'll stay the same. But instead, we'll be having a longer live show on Tuesday nights. So we usually do around an hour, hour and a half show. You can probably expect it to be around two and a half, sometimes 3 hours for that live show. We find that you guys typically like that from an engagement standpoint, allowing your comments to be part of the conversation. And it allows for a cool environment to have pros talk, you know, and topic discussions. But what we're going to do with that is, and again, this is another thing for us, this allows more time back into Andy and I's schedule that we can utilize for other things to make this show better. But also, on MP3, there will still be two episodes a week. And you might be saying, what are you talking about? You just said there's not going to be two episodes. Why would there be two episodes in MP3? Well, what we're going to do is we have some things in order to have we're going to split that episode in two. And we're going to actually do a different segment to wrap up each show. It's going to be either a game show. It's going to be whether that's Jeopardy, whether that's a true and false. We're going to add a different dynamic to the show. So we're still going to have our angler interview topic discussion for the beginning of the show. But the last part of that show, say it's split 50-50, we're going to have new guests on. We're going to get multiple guests on, different from that first half, and do a game show. Something that's more... not just talking about learning and the same information, but we're going to have some fun with it. And what we'll do is we'll splice that show in two and put those out on Friday. So there'll still be a Wednesday and Friday MP3 upload, except just be now it's going to have one YouTube live session for the week. So big changes.
That's going to be fun.
it's going to be pretty cool. There's going to be an adjustment, of course. It's not going to be perfect at the beginning because it's going to be brand new. But definitely be looking forward to that because it's going to create hopefully a different dynamic. Obviously, we're the Serious Angler Podcast, and obviously in the name, you expect it to be 100%, you know, learning the whole time. But I think as if you've seen from us, is that we obviously are very much about learning, but we definitely like to have fun. We do it in a way that we're enjoying it. But we're also, you know, having some good laughs. I love people's reviews that they've had on the show where it's about two dudes making fun of each other, but still just, you know, learning and bringing out some good information on bass fishing. We're trying to bring that out still. We're still having a good time, still allow for some nuggets to get dropped in those segments, but to allow you guys to see more who those anglers are beyond just them as teachers or thought leaders, things like that, and be able to have some fun with it. So hopefully that'll bring a different dynamic, and who knows, we might find out a couple months into the show that you guys absolutely hate it and we go back to our original concept here. But again, I just want to reinforce we're not going to change the original show idea. We're still going to have on, say, the Luke Palmers and our good buddies of the show and these top anglers and experts in regions or techniques to talk about things. But then we're going to have another whole segment that's designed to, like, we're not going to try to give any of it away yet, but have a little game show, have some fun with it, and have a good time. So we're going to have something unique. We're going to test around some different ideas throughout the first couple weeks, or maybe even first couple months of this idea. Again, if you guys have anything that's in your brain, by all means, reach out. But Andy, what do you think? What do you think about the new change? 2024.
I think it's going to be exciting. It's going to add a humorous side to the show, right? Like, depending on what questions come. But I think, like, you never know what questions are going to come from the games. It could be historical. It could be funny. It could be jokes. Like, I'm highly anticipating what's going to come from that. My question is, when are we going to start? Are we starting it next week, or is it going to be built in as we decide and program it? So one is, like, the suggested start date, I guess, for the games
to be. I feel like you're half asking that for the viewer, but half asking it for yourself, because we haven't even talked about that yet.
Yes.
Because it's been in the planning stage. Yes. But obviously the new year is January 1st, on Monday. So Tuesday Night Live would be the second. So I think we kickstart the year off. And the plan is next week, the second, we're going to have a much longer live show, have a game show involved in that, in that new segment, and be able to kickstart the year off strong. So love that's it. The plan to start next week. So this is kind of effective immediately, if you guys will. So
slams the hammer down, the gavel.
You made lawyered. Yeah, it is decided. So yeah, with that, I mean, nothing's going to change from that standpoint. You know, if people that tune into our live shows, that is going to stay the same. Other shows like Business from the Bass Boat, Lure Lab, Kayak Fishing Weekly will all remain the same as well from a schedule and posting standpoint. But Serious Angler, we're going to make a little twist to it and try to keep improving, you know, the show output that we're providing for you guys. So hopefully they'll enjoy that, Andy. But yeah, next week, can't unveil who the guests are just yet, simply because they're not all confirmed. But it's been a hectic off week here trying to get things. You know, I was talking about how I took a little social media hiatus. It's really also been me in the background on the laptop trying to get things ready to rock for next year. So we're almost there. Worst case, we push it off a week. But the plan is full steam ahead. Tuesday night live next week.
Listen, if we don't have a guest, you can just rattle off questions of me and I'll sit here and answer them. Like, we could have some fun with it if it's just you and I too. Like, I don't mind you playing host, cue the Jeopardy music and rapid fire questions at me. Like, let's have a time with it. Go ahead. Yeah, exactly.
Well, we have the soundboard. We're trying to incorporate that too to make it a more entertaining experience.
60 seconds of rapid fire questions with your host Bailey Egbert.
We got a whole bunch of different things, guys. Like, it's not going to be like, you might hear Jeopardy the first time, but then the next week it's going to be something entirely different. We're going to kind of try to experiment and see what you guys like best. And then we're going to choose like a best two or three or something like that to kind of go forward with. Not to keep the same product each week so we can keep mixing it up. Different guests, different people from around the industry. People you've never heard of to some of the biggest names. You know, it'd be pretty cool to get somebody that's just a regional expert and then a friend of the show that might not be an expert in anything, but they're just a pal of ours. And then you get like a top pro on and you have people have like a little fun competition. But nonetheless, super excited for it. It's definitely going to be a challenge of putting it together, but I'm excited for it. And I think in the end, we're going to enjoy it much more. I think the listener and the viewer will have a good time doing it. So look forward to that. In addition, I'm trying to think what else for next year. Obviously, the newsletter, that has been an on and off roller coaster through Pat the last year. But if things go to plan, it's kind of a toss up in the air if that's going to come back. Really, the thing is time. We're trying to expand the team here to try to bring the newsletter back for you guys. I know the people that did sign up thoroughly enjoyed it and appreciate all the feedback on it. We're trying to bring it back consistently. It's just been a time thing and don't want to put that out at 50% for you guys. So we're trying to do a lot. And like I mentioned on previous episodes, we have some decals and stickers coming that will be coming here soon. And if you go and you leave us a rating and review specifically for our listeners, if you leave a rating or interview on applications like Apple, Spotify, things like that, if you're able to leave one, send a screenshot, DM it to us, or send us an email with that and your address, and we'll send those decals out to you. Free to do, and please be honest with those. Like we were saying last time, if you don't like the show, by all means, let us know. Just as much as you do love the show, we'd love to hear what you guys got. But some exciting stuff. For Serious Angle, we're hoping to do some classic shows, Red Crest if we attend, and some more intricate shows coming up for this year. If you have any questions, by all means, shoot us an email, comment down below. Kind of curious what you guys think might be in the docket. But Andy, anything else? Anything I might be missing?
I'm curious, like, you know, 2024 is the year of change, right, Bailey? So, like, personally, what is on your docket outside the show? What's on your docket for 2024?
For me, man, it's just as much of a toss-up. it's a hectic time for me where, honestly, I don't even know what I might be doing here in a month. So it's trying to figure out kind of the next move forward, kind of in that place in life where got some things settled down, need to figure out what's my next move type of deal. And, you know, obviously got work going and then we have tournaments, things like that. But I fully intend to keep fishing a bunch of local tournaments. I'd like to go fish more national tournaments than last year. It's just a matter of schedule and time and see what we're able to do. But for me, it's, man, I just want to keep growing this show and putting out a better product for the listeners, but also, you know, grow the YouTube channel on my side as well. And man, just go fishing more. Like some people think that I fish a lot, but from my personal social media,
you fish a lot less than I do. And like, it's funny, like I'm saying that I fish a lot, but I really don't fish a lot. I'm just on the water a lot. Teaching people how to fish. So like, when I get to go fun fishing, like this is a breath of fresh air. And don't get me wrong, I love guiding and I love teaching and I love educating and I love every single part of it. But most days, like I've changed. When you become a guide, you have to change the way you're an angler. Like me personally, I'm not making every single cast. I have to make different mental decisions through the day to put people on fish. So like it's changed my perspective entirely on fishing. And when I get to go out and fun fish now, it's not even fun fishing. I'm looking for something new for the next guide client. Like it's completely different. And I'm sorry for jumping over here, but I don't think I'm going to fish many tournaments next year. I'm solely focused on guiding and personal creation and my YouTube page. I need to get that going better. And obviously lifting up the Serious Angler Network along with the Lure Lab show. Like I know I can do a lot better on that front as well. So those are my plans for 2024, much smaller list, but than yours, but
I mean, it's still a big undertaking. I mean, you're at the beck and call of Mother Nature, you know. It's,
Mother Nature, yeah.
It's one of those deals where it's fishing's nuts, man. It's one that, you know, we have no idea. You know, we might say, "Hell yeah, we're gonna fish a tournament next weekend." Mother Nature's like, "No, you ain't. No, you're not."
Or
we're like, "Yeah, I got all these trips next week. I can make this much money on guide trips." Mother Nature's, "No, you're not.
Now you're making. Now you're doing one, and I got to figure out where I can put them in to my schedule because I'm pretty much full for spring. So I have to leave August and September open in case I need to reschedule days. I can't fully book every month and then possibly make people who book trips earlier get pushed to the following year. So yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Big things, man. It's one of those deals, you know, you talk about the mental side. It's one that I've felt like I did a decent job of this year, but it's one I want to keep on improving into next year of just staying mentally in it, you know, on top of the game at 100%. And it's kind of one of the reasons why I took this little break going into the new year. It's just to, you know, let the brain chill for a little bit. You know, it's always go, go, go. Or it's, you know, tomorrow it's, you know, even if you have the day off, it's like, well, got to, you know, film the show here. I got to post this. Then I got to do a certain amount of time of engagement here. And it's, you know, then you feel that on top of doing the full-time gig and it's like, man, it's a lot. So it's kind of been nice to one. I've had off work, which has been super cool. Appreciate the folks for that. And been just honestly keeping the phone away, man. So it's been pretty good. And that's one of my New Year's resolutions, if you will, is next year be better mentally than I was in 2023. Be more consistent with shows. I hated how in the fall sometimes we miss shows and it's entirely on me. I'd like to, you know, be able to fill that gap. And I think going back to this 1 week or one show a week deal is definitely going to help us be able to do that. So hopefully no more missed shows, which just means we'll have 52 shows next year. Plus I'll say we'll add in there the fantasy fishing show because those have their own little, you know, spot on our platform. And I think the plan is to do Major League Fishing fantasy fishing this year. Yeah. If they still have it, who knows? I don't think they even know what they're doing over there right now. Yeah. So
I wonder if NPFL is going to start like a fantasy thing too, because I'm interested to see what that. What?
The BFLs are going to do fantasy.
No, fishing? I said MPFL.
Oh, NPFL. Okay, yeah. I mean, yeah, if they're doing that, like, we'll definitely get involved in that. I thought you meant the BFL. I'm like, how the hell is anybody?
No. I apologize for my raspy, sick, coughing voice, but no, the MPFL, like, there's a lot of big names going over there and fishing from what we're seeing in rumors. And I'm waiting to see their 2024 roster lock and who they announce as fishing the tour. But I think there's going to be a lot of surprises and big names over there that you wouldn't expect. And one just casually announced it on our show on Tuesday, right? Like Wes Logan's fishing the MPFL. So it's like,
I got texts of some other names that when they drop that roster, man, it's going to be a fun time to watch the MPFL.
Yeah. It's
going to be pretty interesting.
And it's good for them too. What about you, man? Go ahead. I'd say it's going to be interesting too, because they try not to butt heads with other tournament trails, right? They just kind of stay free so they can allow guys to fish when they want, which is really nice. So it allows anglers to be able to fish multiple trails and hopefully not lose a ton of money, but make more money for their families and for themselves. But yeah, sorry, what was your question?
No, you're good. It's just going to be pretty interesting when they drop that roster. It'd be pretty good. But nonetheless, man, 2024, what is your cliche New Year's resolution? As if I did mine about being mentally stronger, but what do you have for 2024?
The first one is being more mindful with the family, trying to put my phone down more instead of being locked in on social media all the time, and give more time to my daughters who ultimately deserve it. Two, be a better angler, be a better person, treat everyone with respect better, hold doors for people. Just try to be more positive instead of negative. Always look at the good side of things, right? and life's so short that we can't really focus on negativity because it'll just weigh us down and crush us. So that's probably the two biggest things. And then three is create more content for the people who follow my personal page and also my YouTube. I kind of start it and then I fall off because I get so dang busy doing 10,000 things and being a family man that it's hard to jumble 9 different things on a daily basis. But the one thing I did do already, I started, is I bought a content, well, not content calendar, but a calendar, a monthly calendar, so I can go through and write down every day when I need to do things. And I started writing a big calendar upstairs with the wife. So like just being way more organized. I'm a huge organized chaotic mess. So I'm trying to be less chaotic and more organized. So
yeah, dude, it's
I said just a few things.
Yeah, dude, it's a lot. But I feel you on that. There's a lot to go on. I mean, trying to balance between obviously one being a dad, two girls, being a full-time guide, doing the podcast. YouTube takes a lot of time. Yeah. Like it to do YouTube well, it does take time, a commitment from an editing standpoint, being able to put it up, being strategic about it, because nowadays with YouTube, you can't just go and put up a video and post it up and do well. It's very rare that you can do that. That is, you have to be somewhat strategic when you're posting, how you're posting, how you're hooking people into the video, things like that. So it's a heavy balance, but one that is worth doing. I know you can make it happen, and we're gonna have a lot of fun next year. And it's I know this is probably not the most entertaining episode for people, but it's one that's important for because it's big changes coming to next year. So, like we say now and then, Andy, it's to the moon, my friend. Moving forward. And I like what you're saying about people just being more nice to each other. I mean, you hear in sports where like coaches and your teams are doing bad and everyone's negative. Like, yeah, we just got to get back to fundamentals. I think humanity needs to get back to fundamentals. Hold the door. Yeah. Say please and thank you. Don't be a jerk for no reason. Like, it's just it's one of those deals, man.
It's crazy, right? Like, you'll hear people say all the time that social media is toxic, but I don't think it's truly social media that's toxic. It's people are toxic, right? Like, we are all so negative as humanity and people. Like, all we ever want to do is look for the reasons why you are wrong and why I am right. And like, if you just generally, like, if you follow sports and you go through Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, like, you'll see all the people that comment on their favorite sports teams, and it's like doomsday, like, oh, they didn't make a first down, like, they went 3 and out, this team sucks, and then they win, like, this is the greatest team in the world, they're gonna win the Super Bowl. And then the next week your quarterback fumbles the ball twice and throws an interception, but you still win by one. You know, we got lucky that we have this great team and our quarterback sucks. Like, it's just dude, like,
yeah,
don't let things that you have no control over impact your life. Just control the things you can control. And the more positive you stay, the better your life will be. And that's what I've been finding, like cutting out all the fad and all the negativity. And you just kind of do your own thing and live and smile and hold the door for people who are walking in behind you. And you never know whose day you're going to make. So there's somebody who is always doing worse than you.
And that's your episode's dad advice from the captain himself.
Yeah. Just
love it, man.
It's the little things. The things in life. Yeah.
Well, buddy, here's to 2023. If I had a beer, I'd actually cheers you right now. Yeah. Air cheers. Thank you to everybody that has tuned in 2023 that supported us, whether it's from the show to social media to said kind words, it's tuned into a live stream, it's bought apparel, things like that, that's helped us out. Thank you to our sponsors, you know, big shout out, especially to the main crew at X2 Power that has supported this show big time from the, you know, now 2 years. And it's been an incredible journey with X2. Looking forward to 2024 with them. They help out big time. They get us in on some content shoots with them, and, you know, put my ugly mug in front of a camera for whatever reason.
That camera lens is definitely broken.
It's shattered.
just kidding.
Big shout out to everybody you guys are seeing on this screen from Dude Molds, Blackfish, Bass Fishing Electronics, Omnia Fishing. You guys have supported our partners greatly this year, and it's been incredible to see, one, the impact we can make on you guys actually taking our word and seeing it become useful and impactful for you guys, and watching it all stem and watch people help each other, helping you guys get good product in your hands, and seeing, you know, the people that, you know, work with us that make the product see the benefit of it. And it's this whole cycle that is super fun to watch, and we love being in the midst of, and appreciate both sides, from our show partners to you guys as fans, part of the Serious Angler community, reap the rewards of it. So with that, you guys, appreciate every single one of you. Again, we're going to try to go to this new method of new concept of the show next week. We'll have a different appeal, a different look, a different style of doing things, and hopefully you guys enjoy it. Appreciate you all for taking time out of your day to watch and or listen to this show. And it truly means the world to us. And we'll see you guys next week. Peace out, 2023. Looking forward to 2024. Well, that was an awesome show. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you can and your app allows it, please leave us a rating and review. It really helps us get seen more, which allows us to access more time and more variables to be able to bring to the show to make it better for you guys. So hope you enjoyed it. And if you did and you like some of the things we talked about in this episode and want to check out our show partners, all of that is in every single show description. You can click down there. It's got all of our discount codes, all of our links to our show partners, where you guys can go and support the people that support this show and help us make this show happen. And of course, this show does not happen without you guys. You guys know we appreciate you. You're the Serious Angler fam. You're the reason we're here. Appreciate y'all. And we'll see y'all on the next one.